Okay, good morning, good afternoon, or whichever one comes first, depending on where you're at. Thank you for tuning in to KKVI Radio. You are listening to Shirley Walker King in the community. And as always, you guys know I try and bring you awesome guests, authors, business owners, doctors, lawyers, whatever the community needs to know. So what I want the community to know about this week is how to acquire and keep wealth. I'm going to let you sit and marinate on that for a moment. How to acquire and keep wealth. That's something that we all want to know. So I brought in an expert, Dr. Ralph Steele, CEO of Wealth Think Bank. Why would I do that? Because he knows more than I do. He is a licensed financial consultant, advisor, and expert. And I'm ending with expert because I don't just want someone to advise me on my finances. I want an expert who knows what they're doing because they've done it to tell me what to do, how so I can acquire and keep wealth. So I've said enough about what I want. Let's talk to the expert, Dr. Ralph Steele. Dr. Ralph Steele, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much, Ms. King. It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. Now, I'll get into details a little bit later about how I know Dr. Ralph Steele, but let's talk about the first thing. How to acquire is step one. And then step two is how to keep wealth, not money, not finances, but you said wealth. So let's talk about that. How did you come up with the name? And of course, if I didn't say it so, that's the name of the book that he wrote. So now let's break that down.
I came up with the name because I see a lot of people, Shirley, who are confused between the difference between wealth and money. And what they don't understand is money is inclusive of wealth. And money could be all by itself, but wealth is actually the broader inclusive term, and it also gives you understanding what wealth is, gives you a better understanding of what money is and how to manage money, but more importantly, how to live a quality of life. And so that's how I came up with the ideal of wealth, because wealth is broad, and then you can develop goals, research, opportunities, more income, your health, your mind, networking, business opportunity, just an array of opportunities and businesses that you can do, even becoming an entrepreneur and just being professional.
Okay, so let's start there with being professional, Dr. Steele. From your professional background, can you break down and explain the difference between, and I'm going to break this down for you guys, so I want you to understand what he said. And this is what I took away from it. You can get money to get the things you need, but you need wealth to keep those things that you have. Would you say that's...
I would say that's correct, because just the very mere understanding of wealth meaning that you have the mindset. And once you have the mindset and understand how to not only acquire wealth, but then you understand how to manage it.
Okay.
And once you understand how to manage it, which when and manage it means that you be able to protect wealth or protect your money, but also to keep it safe. And guess what? When you do those two things, protect and keep your money safe, that helps you to be able to not lose your money. So while you are sleeping, your money is wide awake, making more money for you. So now you feel good about yourself and you're healthy, because part of being wealthy is also being healthy.
Okay.
Part of being wealthy is also having a wealth mindset. So you think clear because you know that your money is safe and protected.
Okay, so now let's say, now I have some money, and I'm coming to you, Dr. Steele, as a consultant and advisor for financial wealth. How would you say I go about investing that money so that I can have that money grow as I sleep, as you said?
I would say you take that money, and the first of all, what you want to do is put it in what I recommend is a tax-free investment account. And let's say you have 100% of your money. You never want to put, many of your listeners have heard this here, you never put all your
eggs
in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So what I recommend people do is they put 80% of their money into a safe, protected investment type account that's tax-free. That's number one. Number two, now you can take 20% of that money and you can put it in what we call a stock or variable type account. But in both situations, you want to diversify.
Okay.
So your money is diversified. So if your basket drops, you still have some money left and you don't lose all of your money.
Okay.
Because that's what diversification does. And now you're investing your money broadly and not narrowly.
Okay, so let's back it up again, because sometimes my listeners and myself, we this is new to us, so we need to break things down. You said a tax-free investment account. Give me some examples of a tax-free investment account.
There are two examples of a tax-free investment account. Number one, there's a Roth IRA.
Okay.
That's one. Number two, there's an Index Universal Life Annuity. Both of those are tax-free accounts because they're pre-tax.
Okay.
And so the real understanding of a tax-free account is that when you get ready, you know, after you qualify at the time that the money is set, when you withdraw it, you're not taxed on it.
Okay.
It's just pure, straight, free money that the government don't tax you on.
Now, you mentioned that. So are these accounts something that I can get from my employer, since most of my listeners are going to start investing through their employer? Is that a start?
It depends on what your employer, who is your employer.
Okay.
And so...
So let's just say my company offers a 401k.
Yeah, you won't be able to get that through your employer. And I'm not kicking a 401k because that's a good investment as well.
Okay.
But these type of investments, you need to come to someone like myself.
Got it.
Who's a licensed financial consultant or financial advisor or a certified financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
People who work in that area, and to get those type of... some of the companies has been beginning to change, because one of the things I do is I target business and corporate professionals, but I also target educators as well, so they can get these type of investments.
Okay.
As well.
Well, I wanted to say that part for my listeners again, because some of them, this is new to them.
Right.
So if you have a 401k, we're proud of you and we thank you for that. But when you're really ready to make your money grow for you, you need to seek out Dr. Ralph Steele, is what I'm saying to you. Okay, so part two you mentioned was 20% into stock and variable accounts. Explain that.
Well, what that means is again, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a broad perspective. Perspective of how you invest your money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when you put your money in stock, and then put another part in a pre-tax retirement, so you don't lose any money. Now you got that 20% over on the variable side. What that does is it gives you the availability to invest in stock as they go up and down, but because it's diversified,
which is what we were going to lead into next, go ahead.
That helps you, prevents you from losing all of your money, because you can do stock, you can do mutual funds, etc.
Okay. So again, we're on in studio with Dr. Ralph Steele, the CEO of Wealth Think Bank. I have not told you, but his website is www.wealththinktank.com. So I want you guys,
.org,
my apologies. That's www.wealththinktank.org. So I need you guys to go and do your research, because this is a man that you guys need to figure out and reach out to, so that you can learn how to acquire and keep wealth. And you're not talking to someone that this is his first book. Dr. Ralph Steele, you have written how many books now?
I've written 7 books.
Okay, 7 books.
I've written 7 books and have 5 on the way.
Wow. So this is a person who definitely knows about how to acquire and keep wealth. Just to give a little bit of background about Dr. Ralph Steele, is Dr. Ralph Steele was also a naval officer. For my military family and friends listening, I want you guys to know that, yes, we keep it together and we keep it family, because we want you guys to be rich and wealthy beyond your means. In closing, Dr. Ralph Steele, is there anything else that you think the basic listener who is, this is new to them, should do when they want to learn how to acquire and keep wealth outside of course, contacting you again at www.wealththinktank.org?
One of the things that I recommend people to do is to develop a wealth plan.
Awesome. Okay.
Because once a person develops a wealth plan and then they execute that plan and they become financially literate and disciplined, wow, now the wealth that they may be seeking, they can obtain and acquire that wealth, and their life will never be the same.
Okay.
Because then they can live that wealthy lifestyle. And because there's three quick things that I say. There are people in society, as y'all know, who don't have enough. Then there's people who have just enough. But what I want y'all to do is, for the listeners out there, to move into the category where you have, wealth-wise, more than enough.
All right, now, listeners, I don't know which category you want to be in. I don't know if you want to be in that not enough, just enough, or more than enough, but I'm going to more than enough because that's where I want to be. And if you want to get your hands on that book, please go to www.lulu.com. To reach out to Dr. Steele, you want to go to www.wealththinktank.org. And also, of course, we'll have more information for Dr. Steele on our website. Dr. Steele, this was a lovely time for you to talk to us. I would love to have you come back. And I really want to talk to you about possibly doing some financial sessions long-term with us. How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely great to me because I want to impact the wealth of the listener's pocket, their bank account, the mind, and the whole life.
We are on a life lessons. Thank you for tuning in to KKVI Radio. You are listening to Shirley Walker King within the community with who? Miss SWK. Until the next time, think wealthy and think about how you need to acquire and keep wealth. KKVI.